რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
პრავის სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან არის ბიძინა რამეშვილი. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. პაკისტანელ სასულიერო პირთა ჯგუფმა დაგმო ექსტრემისტული დაჯგუფება ისლამური სახელმწიფო. ერაყის პარლამენტმა დაამტკიცა ახალი თავდაცვისა და შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრები. გროზნოში მოკლულია მამაკაცი, რომელმაც სამართალდამცავი ორგანოების თანახმად 5 ოქტომბერს აფეთქება მოაწყო ჩეჩნეთის დედაქალაქში. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო დაწვრილებით მოისმინეთ. ერაყის პარლამენტმა დაამტკიცა ახალი თავდაცვისა და შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრები და ამგვარად შეივსო პრემიერ-მინისტრ ჰაიდარ ალ-აბადის მთავრობის კაბინეტის ღია თანამდებობები. კანონმდებლებმა 18 ოქტომბერს შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრის თანამდებობაზე დაამტკიცეს აბადის პოლიტიკური ბლოკის შიიტი წარმომადგენელი მოჰამედ სალემ ალ-ღაბანი. თავდაცვის მინისტრის თანამდებობაზე დაამტკიცეს სუნიტური ბლოკის წარმომადგენელი ხალედ ოლ-ობეიდი. ამასობაში ერაყი უმძიმეს კრიზისში იმყოფება უკანასკნელ 10 წლეულზე მეტი ხნის განმავლობაში. ექსტრემისტულ დაჯგუფება ისლამურ სახელმწიფოს ქვეყნის დიდი ტერიტორიები აქვს დაკავებული დასავლეთსა და ჩრდილოეთში. პარლამენტმა თავდაპირველად უარი თქვა ამ პოსტებზე აბადის ორი სხვა კანდიდატის დამტკიცებაზე. აბადის კაბინეტის სხვა მინისტრები პარლამენტმა მალევე დაამტკიცა, მას მერე რაც ის პრემიერ-მინისტრად იქნა დასახელებული სექტემბერში. პაკისტანელ სასულიერო პირთა ჯგუფმა დაგმო ექსტრემისტული დაჯგუფება ისლამური სახელმწიფო. პაკისტანში იზრდება შიში, რომ დაჯგუფებამ შესაძლოა შევსება მიიღოს ქვეყნის ისლამისტი მიამბოხეების რიგებიდან. პაკისტანის ულემის საბჭომ განაცხადა, რომ დაჯგუფება ისლამური სახელმწიფო, რომელიც მნიშვნელოვან ტერიტორიებს აკონტროლებს ერაყსა და სირიაში, ეწინააღმდეგება ისლამის მოძღვრებას. ისლამი და მუსლიმები მხარს ვერ დაუჭერენ უდანაშაულო ხალხის მკვლელობას, მათი ქონების განადგურებას ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მიერ, ნათქვა მია განცხადებაში. საბჭომ ასევე მოუწოდა ხალხს და ახალგაზრდობას მუსლიმურ სახელმწიფოებში თავი აარიდონ ნებისმიერ მოძალადე ჯგუფს, რომელიც ისლამისა და მუჰამედის სწავლებათა საპირისპიროდ მოქმედებს. პაკისტანელმა თალიბებმა ახლახან განაცხადეს, რომ მებრძოლებს გაგზავნიან ისლამური სახელმწიფოს დასახმარებლად. ეთერშია რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, განვაგრძობთ გადაცემას. ჯარისკაცების დედების კომიტეტის ბუდიონოვსკის ფილიალის ხელმძღვანელი ლუდმილა ბოგატენკოვა თაღლითობის ბრალდებით დააგავეს. როგორც ითხობინებიან, 17 ოქტომბერს პოლიციამ გაჩხრიკა 73 წლის ბოგატევას სახლი, 18-ში კი ის დააპატიმრეს. როგორც ჯარისკაცების დედების კომიტეტი აცხადებს, დაპატიმრება დაკავშირებულია ბოგატევას აქტივისტურ საქმიანობასთან. ის უკრაინაში რუსეთის ჯარისკაცების სიკვდილის ფაქტებს იკვლევდა. ორგანიზაციის თანახმად აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში 100-ზე მეტი ჯარისკაცი იბრძოდა უკანასკნელ ხანებში უკრაინის პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტების მხარდამხარ. წუხელ ჰონგ-კონგში ახალი შეტაკებები მოხდა დემონსტრანტებსა და პოლიციას შორის. დაკავებულია 26 ადამიანი. პოლიციამ მანიფესტანტების წინააღმდეგ ხელკეტები და პილპილის გაზი გამოიყენა. ხელისუფლება აცხადებს, რომ არეულობის დროს დაშავდა სამართალდამცავი ორგანოების 15 თანამშრომელი. სექტემბრის ბოლოს დაწყებული საპროტესტო გამოსვლების მონაწილეები მოითხოვენ, რომ ჰონგ-კონგში 2017 წელს პირდაპირი არჩევნებით მოხდეს ადმინისტრაციის ხელმძღვანელის არჩევა. აქამდე მას ირჩევდა პეკინის კონტროლქვეშ მყოფი ამომრჩეველთა კოლეგია. გროზნოში მოკლულია მამაკაცი, რომელმაც სამართალდამცავი ორგანოების თანახმად 5 ოქტომბერს აფეთქება მოაწყო ჩეჩნეთის დედაქალაქში. იმ აფეთქების შედეგად 5 პოლიციელი დაიღუპა და 13 დაიჭრა. თქვენ მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. იგი ბიძინა რამიშულმა გაგაცნოთ. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
In Indonesia we say Variasi Terbaik Dunia VOA Music Mix. Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
From PRI, Public Radio International, and heard around the world on the Voice of America, welcome to the Mountain Stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town. From the river to the ocean, it goes the whole world round. That spring of water goes the whole world round. There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song.
Featuring the Mountain Stage Band, under the direction of Ron Soule with vocalist Julie Adams, Bob Thompson's at the piano, our special guest, Jesse Coulter, Paul Thorne, Diana Jones, the Del McCurry Band, and Martina McBride.
Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning around a simple song.
Well, thank you so much, and welcome once again to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. We have a very special show for you this time. We are in a new place. We're in Charleston, but we're in a different place. We are in the Mayer Foundation Performance Hall at the Clay Center in Charleston, and we're here because we have some very special guests on this show. We have country music superstar and one of the finest singers in the world, Martina McBride, with us. She'll be out during our next hour. And we have some old friends who've been with us before. One of the greatest bluegrass singers in the world, Mr. Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band are here. And our buddy from down in Tupelo, Mississippi, Paul Thorne, has brought his whole band up here. And also a woman who's just kind of making her start, a singer and a songwriter I think you will enjoy, named Diana Jones, will also be out a little bit later during this hour. But we're going to start out with something very special. I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you, remember Jesse Coulter from her work back with the outlaw movement in country music with her husband Waylon Jennings. And for the hit songs that she had back then, and the duets that she did with Waylon. But you may not know that even before Waylon, she was a songwriter and a singer and very successful. Her songs have been recorded by lots of folks over the years. Well, she stepped away from her own career to take care of her husband when he was having some health problems. And now she is back with a brand new record called Out of the Ashes, which was produced by Don Was. It's a very, very good record, and it's got a lot of great songs on it. She brought some friends with her. She's going to sing some songs from that record and more. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Jesse Coulter.
If I give my heart to you, are you gonna break it? If I give my hand to you, are you gonna take it? If I give my life to you, are you gonna take it and break it into a million crystals? Making me desperate for you, oh, for you. Out of the ashes, the phoenix rises. Out of the ashes, the phoenix rises. Out of the ashes, the phoenix rising. Out of the ashes, the phoenix rising.
Thank you.
all pass with the wind. The thunder, and you make the sun want to shine. Yes, you make the sun want to shine. I know we all miss Waylon, but he's not very far away. And I don't plan to come up short when I have to report to him what I went on to do. He'd probably kick my butt if I didn't, so that's what I'm doing. I'm carrying on. I got Shooter, who's part Waylon. Phew! It ain't over. I'm not Lisa. My name is Julie. Lisa left you years ago. My eyes are not blue, but mine won't leave you till the sunlight has touched your face. She was your morning light. Her smile told of no night, and your love for her grew with each rising sun. Then one winter day, his hand led hers away. She left you here, drowning in your tears, here where you stayed for years, crying, Lisa. Our last song together is going to be Please Carry Me Home, which is a song Shooter Jennings, Waylon, my son, wrote for the Passion of the Christ album that accompanied the movie, and we were so proud to be asked to do it, and we really didn't even think of the song. We just went in the studio and wrote this, first time we'd ever written together, first time we'd ever recorded together, and it's on my album. So if you like it, take a listen. Christopher's going to sing Shooter's part, and he does a great job.
When the blood curtains scream of the fear in my veins pierces the darkness circling my brain, when the fright in my soul too great to explain. I reach out for you. I'm calling. Nothing to hold. Lord, please have mercy. I've nowhere to go. When the temptation's over, please carry.
Along with Christopher Robin and Carter Robertson, that was, of course, Jesse Coulter and the Mountain Stage Band played along. That new record is called Out of the Ashes, and you heard several songs from the record. It was produced by Don Was. Jesse now lives out in Arizona, where she came from originally, and she said she got back into singing again, in part because of listening to Ben Harper, and she was inspired to go back in the studio and do some singing herself, and we're so glad she did. Jesse Coulter. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Columbia Gas Transmission, a national energy leader proud to be a part of West Virginia's future, and by Tamarack, the best of West Virginia, a national showcase of regional handcrafts, fine art, and cuisine, online at www.tamarackwv.com. This is Mountain Stage on PRI, Public Radio International. Our next guest has been with us several times already, and it's always good to see him again. Mr. Paul Thorne is from down in Tupelo, Mississippi. And if you haven't heard his story, let me give it to you very briefly. He's been a prize fighter who was working in a chair factory and playing in a pizza parlor in Tupelo when somebody got a tape of his to Miles Copeland, the big-time manager over in Europe. And the next thing you know, he was opening for Sting. And the reason that's even more interesting is that his father was a Pentecostal preacher, and he started singing in front of people when he's a little boy of three, but he wouldn't allow him to go to any pop concerts. So the first pop concert he went to was the one that he was opening for Sting. He's got a different perspective on the music business. His latest record is called So Far, So Good, Best of the Paul Thorne Band. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Mr. Paul Thorne.
How's everybody doing? Good. Men stay in the mood for love 24 hours a day. Women do not. So men have to wait and watch. And sometimes we rush in at the wrong time and get turned down. But if mood rings really worked, we could put one on our woman's finger and we would know whether to move in or back off. I know nothing about this woman. Everything I do is wrong. Sometimes it's hard to fathom and just what page she's on. I found a pretty little mood ring at the local five and dime. It's gonna solve all my problems for $1.99. If it turns black, I should turn back. If it turns red, she likes what I said. If it turns blue, I should leave her alone. If it turns green, she wants me, I know. She wants me, I know. I followed the instructions. I read them word for word. I memorized the color chart, 'cause I wanted to be sure. I told her, baby, it's the thought that counts, when I slipped it on her hand. And then I crossed my fingers with this ring I'll understand. If it turns black, I should turn back. If it turns red, she like what I said. If it turns blue, I should leave her alone. If it turns green, she wants me, I know. She wants me, I know. All the things she's not saying, I'll know. As the colors are changing. If it turns black, I should turn back. if it turns red, she like what I said. If it turns blue, I should leave her alone. If it turns green, she wants me, I know. If it turns black, I should turn back. If it turns red, she like what I said. If it turns blue, I should leave her alone. If it turns green, she wants me, I know. She wants me, I know.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Here I am. Here I am at the age of 41, a middle-aged front man. It's getting harder and harder to be sexy. It puts a lot of pressure on the front man because you have to try to be sexy even though you feel insecure. My hair is getting thinner. My waist is getting thicker. My problem is I like to eat ice cream. And I used to be able to wear shirts that I could tuck them in and show my V-shaped torso. Now I have to wear baggy shirts. But I'm doing the best I can. I heard a TV preacher say the other day, he said, everybody looks good at the starting line. He said that. And so starting tomorrow, I'm going to quit eating ice cream. Let's sing a song. When you're born, it's a beautiful thing. They put a pacifier in your mouth. You crawl around naked on the kitchen floor, and your mom and daddy feel so proud. Everybody looks good at the starting line. Get on your mark, get ready, but you better keep this in mind. You can hit the ground running like you shot from a gun. Distance is a hot, hot sun. Everybody looks good at the starting line. You fall in love, you tie the knot, you're on a permanent honeymoon. But 20 years later, when the thrill is gone, will she still be in love with you? You better keep this in mind. You can hit the ground running like you shot from a gun, but going the distance is a hot, hot sun. Everybody looks good at the starting line. Yeah, yeah. Move out. We've all got to run, so stand up and toe the line. I wish that I could say it was all downhill, but there are mountains we got to climb. Everybody looks good at the starting line. Get on your mark, get ready, but you better keep this in mind. Hit the ground running like you shot from a gun. Going the distance is a hot, hot sun. Everybody looks good at the starting line. Ooh, 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 ooh. Everybody looks good at the starting line.
at the starting line. Sing it one more time, everybody loves you. At the starting Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, when I was in elementary school, I failed the sixth grade. I felt like a social outcast. I thought I was going to have to come back and repeat the same grade as my classmates moved ahead. But lucky for me, my family moved to a different town that summer. And none of the kids at the new school knew about my past. I got in the sixth grade talent show. I sang Lionel Richie's Three Times a Lady. I won first place. And all of a sudden I was the most popular boy on the playground. Yes, music has been good to me. It led me here tonight to be with y'all on Mountain Stage. My motto in life is, sometime when life hits you like a truck, you got to rise up. She's got a sink full of dishes and clothes on the line. Wow, yeah. She's got a sweet little baby and a husband she can't find. She gets a lot of free advice from her family and friends. Wow, yeah. And it's getting to the point where she's got a sink or swim. She tells herself to rise up. She's gonna find something better, rise up. She's gonna get herself together when life hits you like a truck. You gotta rise up. She's got a dead end job, but deep down she's got dreams. Wow, yeah. So she's having a yard sale and pawning her wedding ring. She's got a new attitude, cause she's sick and tired of crying all night. Wow, yeah. Come hell or high water, she's gonna start a brand new life. Sit back and watch that girl ride up. We gotta rise up.
having a good time so far? I had to ask that question because I noticed as I was looking out into the crowd tonight, a lot of people have these sad expressions on their faces. It's like their eyes are saying, oh no, I don't have any Paul Thorne CDs in my home. Well, wipe your tears away. Immediately following my show, I'll be out in a lobby out there. I'll be selling my CDs, shaking hands, and kissing all the little children. And there also is a second demographic who is wiping their weeping eyes tonight on account of this. I'm talking about the television audience. But fear not. Come over to the screen right now. Put your hand against mine. And then go to paulthorne.com. I'm trying to help people. Anyway, I'm glad to be here tonight. And my another motto I have is no one succeeds alone. I feel very fortunate that I, in my opinion, I'm playing with some of the most talented musicians there is. I'm talking about the Paul Thorne Band. And I'd like to give a shout out to them real quick if I could. Over here on the bass guitar from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Doug Cahan. Back here on the drums from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Jeffrey Perkins. Over here on the keyboard from my hometown, Dr. Love. And last but certainly not least, one of the great guitar players alive, in my opinion, Dr. Bill Hines. Yeah. I can't stop smiling because I feel so honored to be part of such a illustrious group of entertainers. I really feel blessed to be part of this. So I'm going to dedicate this song to everybody. I have a good day every now and then. I was standing by the window in my boxer shorts on a stormy night, blindsided from out of nowhere. You said goodbye, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Time's healing my heart. Some days this deep cut just stops bleeding, and there's only a scar. I have a good day every now and then. I count my blessings on one hand. I start believing the sun will shine again. I have a good day every now and then. That guy you're seeing is a pretty boy with a hard-bodied physique. Armani suits, a black Mercedes, and he got more hair than me. I ain't missed a day of work in 2 whole weeks now. I didn't drink last night. Looked at your picture, shed just one tear before I turned out the light. Sing it with us. I have a good day every now and then. I count my blessings on one hand. I stop believing the sun will shine again. I have a good day every now and then. I have a good day every now and then. Thank you very much. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Good night, everybody.
Mr. Paul Thorne from down in Tupelo, Mississippi. He is the man. He is the man. And I mentioned before that Paul has quite a story, and I filled you in on some of it as he leaves to go and kiss the children right now. I mentioned that Paul had quite a story. I didn't fill you in on the whole thing. Paul Thorne was not just a prize fighter, but he was a very successful prize fighter. He fought Roberto Duran on television and knocked Roberto Duran down. Roberto stopped him after six, but after the last time Paul visited us, Andy and I were sitting on stage, and Paul was leaving. We said goodbye, and Andy said, "Hey, Paul, I want to get a video of me knocking you out." And Paul said, "If you can knock me out, you can get a video of it." We said, "Good night, Mr. Thorne." Very talented man, Paul Thorne, from down in Tupelo, Mississippi. I first heard Diana Jones a couple of years ago when she entered the Mountain Stage New Song Contest and Festival, and I met her, and I listened to more than the songs that she entered, and I really, really liked her songs and her singing. And one thing led to another, and she appeared on the Mountain Stage, and now she has a new album. It's not her first, but it's her first one that's been issued on a label that you can get all around the country. It's on New Song Recordings, the first album on that label, and the album is called My Remembrance of You. And her roots go back to the Tennessee mountain country around Knoxville, and I think you'll hear that in her music. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Diana Jones.
Thank you. So good to be back in West Virginia. It's a little song called Pretty Girl. Don't wanna be a pretty girl. Don't wanna work for tips and hurl myself across this sad dance floor. Don't wanna be a pretty girl no more. Don't wanna drink my drinks for free. Stand a chance. We're left to fate and circumstance, and living in the way of time. Not safe inside our mother's arms. Don't want to be a pretty girl. Tips and hurl myself across this sad dance floor. Don't want to be a pretty girl no more. Don't want to be a pretty girl no more. Don't want to be a pretty girl no more. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here tonight, and it's just such a thrill to be on Mountain Stage. This last song I'm going to do for y'all, I wrote for my grandfather when he passed away, and I feel like most of the music in me probably came from him. I'd like to send this out to him tonight. It's called My Remembrance of You. Thank you for listening. My remembrance of you will never be altered, no matter how long I'm left here alone. I'm left here alone to live out my day, still full of your grace. And changes the season.
Jones singing the songs, playing guitar, and writing the songs. Jenny Allender from here in Charleston on the fiddle. And the Mountain Stage Band helped out. Diana Jones. The new record, you just heard the title song, My Remembrance of You. I'd like to say a special hello to you if you're listening in or around Philadelphia over WXPN, great station up there, or in or around Homer, Alaska, over KBBI AM. Hope that you will be at the same spot next week listening to Mountain Stage. Our guests will be Daryl Anger's Republic of Strings with guest Sarah Watkins, along with Glenn Phillips, Brett Denon, and much, much more. You're listening to Mountain Stage, a live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. By the Public Radio International Program Fund and this station, contributors include the Ford Foundation, and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on PRI, Public Radio International.